Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 371, All the Things I Want to Say About Money But Never Do, and Own Higher Quality Things, both by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator here on the show. I'm here every Monday through Friday, reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And now let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. All the Things I Want to Say About Money But Never Do by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Recently, I was with a friend who was complaining to me she couldn't afford to replace her cell phone. We were in her newly purchased Toyota Highlander at the time. On a separate occasion, an acquaintance of mine was lamenting that he didn't know where he was going to find the money to buy new soccer cleats for his son this summer. We were enjoying dinner at a nice restaurant. Similarly, another friend recently told me he was unable to financially donate to the Hope Effect when I asked. He assured me he had wanted to help and really wished he could, but they had just put a pool in the backyard and were using every spare dime to pay it off. Still again, I sat chatting with a friend complaining of the overtime hours he had been putting in at work. They are trying to finally get out from under debt they have been carrying for years. Meanwhile, his Facebook feed brags of the season tickets he had just purchased for his favorite Major League Baseball team. Each time, I bit my tongue. I wanted to share what was on my mind, but I didn't. I was probably wrong in my decision not to speak up. I should have been bold and courageous and stated exactly what I was thinking. Life is too short to not be honest with people, somebody once told me, but I didn't. I chose instead to keep my thoughts to myself. Maybe I'll say it here, that one thing about money I always want to say but never do. I won't write it here because I think any of those people are reading, but because I know others are, and many of us need to be reminded of this important reality. You would have more money for the things you want if you stopped foolishly wasting it on other things. In each case above, the person wanted money but had already spent it elsewhere. My friend could afford to replace her cell phone if she hadn't purchased such an expensive car. My other friend could have made significant inroads on their family debt if they hadn't bought season tickets for the summer. And most of us would have more room for generosity and supporting causes we believe in if consumerism wasn't so prevalent in us. When we haphazardly spend money on foolish things, we have less remaining for more important pursuits. This principle also extends beyond purchasing power. Through a number of odd circumstances, I happened to spend some significant time talking with the friend of a friend recently. The topic of conversation was stress and anxiety. More specifically, the topic was her anxiety, which she attributed to their financial circumstances: a burdensome mortgage, a monthly car payment, and not enough financial margin to feel comfortable. The reason for the stress and anxiety, seemed to me, was not about the unacquisition of sufficient funds. The reason for the stress and anxiety was the foolish places where their money was going: too big a house, too fancy a car, and too many unintentional purchases in the past. They had sacrificed peace and calm for square footage and expensive wheels. With so many circumstances of life outside our control, doesn't it make sense we'd work hard to control the ones we can? This reality is especially true when it comes to our financial resources. Our financial situations certainly vary from person to person, and I fully understand that some people struggle financially because of no fault of their own. But I believe the principle stated above extends to a higher percentage of us than you might think. The greatest mistake we can make is the assumption that our financial lives are entirely outside of our control. They are not. We decide every day where our money is going to be spent. intentionally choosing to spend money on things we truly want is not always easy. It requires a clear designation of the financial reality we wish was true, our desires, and a clear understanding of the reason it is not, our foolish spending habits. Depending on your financial goals, the application may look something like this. I want to get out of debt. I will spend less on eating out. I want more money for travel. I must spend less on my housing. I want more financial peace. I need to remove my monthly car payment. I want more margin for generosity. I must spend less on fashion or furniture or technology. I want more blank, so I need to buy less blank. What causes us to lose sight of this simple truth? I'm not sure, but none of us are immune from it, which is probably one of the reasons it is so difficult to articulate when we see it playing out in another person's life. Own Higher Quality Things, also by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. I will admit this benefit of minimalism came unexpected to me. For some reason, I didn't combine owning fewer things and owning nicer things in my mind. But the truth is they go hand in hand and are directly related. When we made a commitment to buy fewer things, we opened up our lives to the opportunity of owning nicer things. Take your wardrobe, for example. If you are like most, you have 25 mediocre shirts hanging in your closet, even though you really wear only 10 of them and truly love even less. A much more sensible approach is to have 10 shirts that you truly love hanging in your closet rather than 25 that you just kinda like. Based on the budgetary reality that we only have a certain amount of money that we can spend on clothes, you can either purchase 20 shirts at $20 each or 10 at $40 each. In this way, a minimalist lifestyle allows you to purchase higher quality items. Remember, more is not better. Better is better. You just listened to the posts titled All the Things I Want to Say About Money But Never Do and Own Higher Quality Things, both by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And I'll keep this ending nice and minimal for you on this Minimalist Monday. I'll be back tomorrow, though, with a post from Kristen Wong. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.